Now let's consider the contributions of Malthus on demand, especially as demand relates to macroeconomics. Malthus is in some ways a precursor of modern aggregate demand macroeconomics, especially the ideas of John Maynard Keynes. For instance, Malthus wrote in a letter to Ricardo that he believed in sticky wages, and I quote, "We know from repeated experience that the money price of labor never falls till many workmen have been for some time out of work." Malthus was in particular worried about savings. He worried that savings would drain a flow of funds away from what he called effectual demand. Note that for Malthus, the effectual demand or aggregate demand problem, it's not just that related to a business cycle, but rather it's tied into the fundamental properties of an economy's long-run growth pattern. As an economy tends to grow, for Malthus, there's a tendency toward too much savings relative to the effectual demand which is needed, and also what he called a general glut of goods. And here's a representative quotation from Malthus's Principles of Political Economy, published in 1820, and I quote, referring to savings, "Savings must, by diminishing the effectual demand for produce, throw the laboring class out of employment." However, it isn't so simple. For David Ricardo, savings end up being recycled. More savings means a higher demand for labor, higher wages, and thus greater purchasing power in the hands of workers. For Ricardo, this problem of effectual demand, as pinpointed by Malthus, was unlikely to arise. Neither Ricardo nor Malthus had the analytical tools to figure out which of the two was correct, or which of the two would be correct under which assumptions. But Malthus nonetheless insisted that the recycling of effectual demand through labor was not going to be automatic, and that systematically over time, unemployment and empty factories, as pictured here, would indeed be a problem. Here's part of what Malthus's argument looked like, and I quote, again from the Principles, quote, "Though labor is cheap, there is neither the power nor the will to employ it all, because not only has the capital of the country diminished, compared with the number of laborers, but, owing to the diminished revenues of the country, the commodities which those laborers would produce are not in such request as to ensure tolerable profits to the reduced capital." These debates became very complicated. There was a lot of back and forth, but fortunately there are some very good sources. If you have access to JSTOR, one good source is Samuel Hollander's article, Malthus and the Post-Napoleonic Depression. There's also James O'Leary's piece, Malthus and Keynes. Of course, it's worth reading Malthus himself. The Principles of Political Economy contains his effectual demand argument, primarily in Book 2. The Principles is also an interesting book overall. It's worth reading Keynes on Malthus. Search the general theory for Malthus's name, and Keynes has a splendid biographical essay on Malthus in his Essays in Biography. There are letters between Ricardo and Say, and if you want to really track down this debate and understand it, reading all of the letters among Malthus, Ricardo, and Say takes a good deal of time, but it's the best way to do it. Finally, you can see our videos on Ricardo and Say elsewhere in this course.